I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2026. Host up with another sports legend, Sam Perkins. Big Smooth from the Mavs. Saturday, February 21st. Full schedule and details at theticket.com. Brought to you by Texas Coin, Chiloso Mexican Bistro, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer and proud partner of the Dallas Stars, is giving you the chance to win a flight away to Philadelphia to watch the Stars play March 29th. Airfare, hotel, and tickets for two. Head to theticket.com for details on how to enter. Flight by Yuengling. Enjoy responsibly. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, DJ. We are live here from Super Bowl 60 out in San Francisco. Another hour and change before we send you guys off for the weekend. But this is Friday Fun, where we try to get you in the mood for your kick-ass weekend, which I think I've got a good one for you. Now, I've been sitting on this for 4 days because...
Yes.
There really wasn't a good spot for it, and when it happened, I kind of had it earmarked initially like, okay, this is perfect for Friday Fun. Because I'll back up a couple of years. When, I honestly can't remember which Super Bowl it was, but it was in the last 15 years in Miami. They've had a couple of them. And one of them, in my hotel room, I would always leave the Do Not Disturb sign on my door. And if I saw, like, if I needed a towel, I would see the, you know, maid service out in the hallway, and I would just be like, hey, can I have a towel? And they're like, we need to clean your room. I'm like, you really don't need to. I'm fine. I'll have a towel. Okay, thank you. And that was it. And I just kept the sign on my door, and they never came in, and I didn't need anything. And on the fourth day that I was there, I get a phone call on the house phone from the hotel. And they said, I picked up, and I was like, yeah. And they're like, sir, we're having some TV issues, and we need to come up and check your TV and recalibrate it or something. I'm like, all right, I'm not watching it right now. And they're like, well, don't worry about it. And so knock on the door 5 minutes later, and in walk three people. Three men.
Okay.
And all hotel employees, I thought. And they walk in my room, small room, Miami. And they start looking around. They look in the closet. They go in the bathroom. They open the shower up. They look in there. They look under my bed. And they don't even look at the TV. And they're like, okay, thank you very much. And I was like, oh. So at these events, there's a big prostitute. This is a big prostitute place.
Oh, yeah.
And with prostitutes also comes some trafficking, I would assume.
Yes.
Okay.
So you were earmarked as a creepo.
Because I had my door on Do Not Disturb. Do not come in here.
Yeah, I don't need anything.
Yeah.
Don't come in here.
Don't ever come in here.
Don't make up my room.
I'm human trafficking in here. And so that's what they were doing.
Mark.
And I was like, oh, my God, that was really creepy. Because they just let... They didn't even try to turn the TV on.
Yeah.
They're just looking for...
No, they're it's not necessarily the location. It's the event.
Right.
That makes everybody suspicious that... You're up to no good.
So I'm aware of this, all right? And so now I don't do that. I'll every other day Do Not Disturb because I don't really need anything but, you know, other than towels. And so on Monday night, before I went to bed, I had opened up the giant suitcase full of...
Bits,
full of clothes that you guys gave me to wear for my bet payoff. I got all the clothes out of this giant suitcase.
By the way.
Yes.
Meh.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate your support.
Not even a payoff.
So I got all of the outfits out, and I laid them on. I have two beds in my room. And
jeez.
I know. I requested three, and they only gave me two.
One for you, one for the hooker.
Right, one for my human trafficking. And so I laid out all the clothes on the bed. And so you had, like, your little Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday fare all laid out, you know, in nice order. It looked nice.
Was your hatchula on the bed?
My hatchula was on the bed. So I've got five ridiculous outfits laying on this bed. And at 3 in the morning, I do all that at 11 o'clock. I go to bed. At 3 in the morning, I have to go to the bathroom. I get up to go to the bathroom. Well, when I got all the things out of this giant suitcase, I left the suitcase open and on the pathway to the bathroom.
Unfortunately.
And, yes. And I, in the middle of the night, I'm half asleep. I kick the suitcase. It doesn't move because it's kind of pinned up against the wall. And I go flying. And I go flying into the wall. All right? You see my hand wound.
Yes.
I hit that. I scrape the skin off my hand. And then I fell. I my other foot hit the suitcase. And I fell head first into the wall. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I wish you would have snapped your neck.
So
Corby dies from the bit suitcase.
Yeah, I died from the bit suitcase. So
and there's no question for years that would be an unsolved
right, like
mystery
he,
that one of hits, us that one of us killed
wall,
him.
He hits the wall, snaps his neck, falls into the suitcase, and then it falls closed.
Yes, and I'm in there.
But don't you think in the showbiz circles they would be suspicious of us?
Right, yeah.
We got jealous of them.
Yeah, we took care of the star of the show because we were jealous.
We killed him so we could move up.
What a horrible murder. So I come to, like, I get up and I turn the lights on, and dude, my hand is gushing blood. And so I go to the bathroom, and again, it's 3 in the morning, and I'm trying to clean up everything, and there's blood on the floor. And so it won't stop bleeding, and so I just get a hand towel. Again, I'm exhausted. I want to go to bed. So I get a hand towel. I wrap it around my hand, all right? And then I crawl back into bed, and I try to go to sleep, try to go back to sleep.
Did you blood up the sheets?
Hold that thought. So I wake up the next morning.
Oh, no.
And
in a pool of blood.
And I look at my hand, and it's just dried blood everywhere. And I go in the bathroom, and I'm washing blood off everywhere. I see, again, blood all over the floor from the night. I mean, it looks ridiculous.
It looks like you just went to a party with Rob Reiner.
Yeah, kind of, dude. And so I...
Dave!
I put my hat on. I put my workout clothes on. I grab my water bottle and stop the bleeding. And I'm like, I need to go sweat, get my workout in and get this out of the way. So this is like 8:30 in the morning, California time.
Is this one of the mornings I was in there?
In my room?
No, in the workout
room. No.
Okay.
No. And so...
You just wanted to get that in there so people know.
I was working out too.
No, Corby and I ran.
We did.
Two different times this week.
We did. So I...
Because I'm always working out.
So I finish, and I go back to my room. When I go back to my room, there is the cart, the maid cart, and she's cleaning my room. Assuming that, of course. So I walk in the room, and there are three people in there.
Oh, no.
The maid, and then two employees. And I kind of walk in. I was like, hey. And then they turn around and look at me, and then... I look at the bed. I never turned around when I got out of bed that morning. I never looked at the bed. Dude, it looked like a murder scene.
They had the little number table tents on all the blood spots.
So, not only were the sheets covered in blood, my pillow was covered in blood because I had cut my head. Unbeknownst to me, I was bleeding out of my head, and it was, you know, kind of in the corner. My hair was covering it up, and I just put a hat on and walked out of the room. My pillow, I mean, it was covered in blood, and so the maid is holding the pillow, and she's talking to these two people, and so it's their job when they see a massacre to report it.
Right.
And so they kind of look at me and they're like, what happened here? And I go, so in the middle of the night, I showed him my hand.
See what had happened.
Hello.
I showed him my hand. I go, I fell and it was ugly and I tried to stop the bleeding. Here's the rag, you know. Well, I think in their head, they're thinking like, well, yeah, who did you stab in here? you got cut too. Like, what's going on?
And yeah, you've just been working on your alibi
right.
at the gym.
Right. So I'm trying to explain everything, and these people that work for the hotel, they turn and they look at the other bed. And the other bed
spatula hat.
Is costumes.
It's a clown suit.
And I'm not BSing you.
He has this whole suitcase of costumes.
She goes, so what's this?
What's with this onesie?
Well, this is how I lure the humans that I traffic.
And I go, I lost a bet. And I'd start trying to explain picks with friends to them. I have to. I'm getting ready to go to jail. I'm like, I lost, and so my friends, they get to pick out these outfits.
So then it was a triple play, but he traded me, yeah. And it was actually, like, worth six games.
Yeah, I thought I had him there, but North Texas just didn't cover. And so I'm explaining this to him, and she's walking over there, and like...
Now I've won three other years, but this year I'm just having such a hard time.
Like, touching the suit pants and walking over and seeing the onesie that I'm wearing. And the by that time, the duct tape pants were there. And she's like, what are these? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't do this.
Why do you need so much duct tape?
Right, exactly. Where's the rest of your duct tape? And, dude, I was in there for about 20 minutes trying to...
Did they ever have security or SFPD come up?
No. No, they didn't. And I mean, I go, look, I'm sorry. And then I, you know, I could feel the dry blood in my hair. And I was like, see, I'm cut here, too. And it was just a bad fall. And I walk over there trying to, like, I open the suitcase back up and try to explain exactly what I did and what I kicked and all that and try to, you know, recreate the scene. And, dude, it did not go well.
A poor maid.
And she's holding the pillow, and they've got the sheets now. And they turn to me and they're like, we'll try and find you another pillow. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. Well, they never did. I was one pillow down for the rest of the trip. And guess what I didn't ask for, too? I didn't want anything at that point. Nothing. But trying to explain bloody sheets, a bloody pillow, and five costumes that are on the bed... to wandering hotel security was one of the more awkward experiences of my life.
Well, that's perfect. That feels like part of the payoff.
See, so...
You're into torture and role play.
Yes, dude! What were they thinking? They're like, oh my God, what do we have on our... Who did we catch?
Put the costume on.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's perfect.
It is. It's a great capper, too.
Yeah.
Way to go.
It turned out to be a fun week.